It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
In a secret laboratory, Professor Weirdo and Count Kook were in their monstrous glory.
6 drops of the essence of terror, 5 drops of sinister sauce.
When the stirring's done, may I lick the spoon?
Of course, ha-ha, of course. Now for the tincture of tenderness, but I must use only a touch. For without a touch of tenderness, it might destroy me. Oops, too much. Better hold your breath, it's starting to tick.
Better hold my hand, I'm feeling sick.
Hello, Dad.
What have I done?
I'm Milton, your brand new son.
It's time to play college football trick or treat. With Halloween less than 1 week away, there are some college football programs this year which are putting a big scare into their fans. Meanwhile, other college football teams are riding a sweet rush of Halloween candy energy at the midway point of the season, and they don't want the sugar rush to come to an end, at least for another month or so of the football season. Which college football teams have been the biggest surprises of 2022's season? Well, let's start with the good teams. At number 5, I'll give it to the Kansas Jayhawks. Sure, the Jayhawks have lost 3 games in a row to drop to 5-3 after winning their first 5 of the season. Coming off a 2-10 record, this team was briefly ranked in the Associated Press Top 25 for the first time in years. Kansas Jayhawk fans haven't been this excited about the football program in at least 15 years. New head football coach Lance Leopold is a bona fide program builder, and he has things moving in the right direction in Lawrence, Kansas this year. Rock chalk Jayhawks indeed. Our number 4 good story this year, the LSU Tigers. Hey, now wait a minute. Isn't LSU that team which won a national championship less than 3 years ago with a 15-0 record? Why, yes they are. So how could old Swamp Swami put the team at number 4? Easy. After last year's 6-6 debacle and the firing of lovable but undisciplined head coach Ed Orgeron, this LSU football team was down to just 39 scholarship players at the end of the season. Incoming head football coach Brian Kelly from Notre Dame and his new staff had to go out and find more players, transfers, and freshmen, and get this newly assembled team learning how to play together in a brand new system. LSU fans will quietly admit that a 7-5 season might have been just fine for this year. After dismantling formerly unbeaten Ole Miss 45-20 last Saturday on national television, though, LSU's next game in 2 weeks at home against Alabama is suddenly must-see TV. So raise your hand if you actually thought that LSU and Alabama would be tied for the lead in the SEC West coming into Bama Week in Baton Rouge next Saturday, November 5th. Yep, I'm still waiting to see those hands. Number 3 on our good teams this season, how about the Illinois Fighting Illini? The 6-1, yes, that's correct, Fighting Illini of the Big Ten have won their last 5 games and are now ranked number 17 this week in the Associated Press and number 16 in my SwampSwamiSports.com Top 25. Instead of perennial Big Ten West contenders like Wisconsin or Iowa, it's Illinois alone atop the division right now. Coming off a typical, at least for Illinois, 5-7 year in 2021, this year's Fighting Illini team now has a chance to run the table and play themselves into the Big Ten championship game. It's been 11 years since Illinois has even finished a regular season with a winning record. Former Wisconsin and Arkansas head football coach Brett Bielema has Illinois talking bowls again this year, and it won't be the Tidy Bowl this season either. Our number 2 good story this year? The TCU Horned Frogs. At 7-0, TCU is making believers around the country. Fear the frog is not a joke in 2022. Coming off a 5-7 record last year and watching their longtime coach Gary Patterson step aside, the Frogs have given the job to turnaround specialist Sonny Dykes. Now, this 52-year-old coach made Louisiana Tech into a winner 10 years ago, and he did the same thing again at University of California, Berkeley before landing a head job at SMU in Dallas. Sonny Dykes then took the 2019 Mustangs team to a 10-3 record, their best in more than 30 years. Then he got the job down I-30 about 20 miles in Fort Worth at TCU, and the Frogs feature an offense which can score points from anywhere on the football field, and they have an improving defense to go with it. Should TCU be able to run the table and somehow finish with a perfect record, The Horned Frogs have earned a spot in the playoffs this year. And my number one good story so far this season, it's the Tulane Green Wave. Okay, from Louisiana, I'm kind of a homer here. But last season, Tulane finished 2-10. And with the team on a bye this week for Halloween, the 2022 Tulane team is now 7-1 and ranked by the Associated Press at number 23, but they're number 7 in my SwampSwamiSports.com rankings. Tulane had not been in the top 25 of anyone's rankings since 1998. Now, this is a team which went into Kansas State and defeated the now 5-2 Wildcats. They went to Houston and downed the perennial American Conference contender, Cougars. And then last Saturday, in front of a capacity crowd at the team's new on-campus football stadium in the Crescent City, the Tulane Green Wave rolled for 35 straight points in taking down longtime conference bully Memphis 38-28. With three more conference wins, the Tulane Green Wave is playing themselves into major bowl consideration. Is there a better story at the midway point of this season? I think not. Happy Halloween, Tulane. And now, it's time to hand out that bad candy. You know that stuff which you won't save for yourself? Yes, it's time to toss any kids who are dressed up like any of these teams that candy corn or licorice sticks or yuck, even those nasty popcorn balls. So here are my five biggest underperforming teams this year in college football. They are each deserving of, sorry Charlie Brown, a rock in their Halloween sack come Monday evening, October 31st. At number 5, it's the Wisconsin Badgers. Wisconsin was the Associated Press preseason number 18 team in the land and is currently 4-4 for the season. The team's head football coach, Paul Christ, was fired in early October after the team's former coach, Brett Bielema, led Illinois to a rare win in Madison. The Badgers finished 9-4 last year, so expectations may have been a little bit too lofty for this club. But then the panic set in after the Badgers lost a home game to Washington State, who by the way is still 4-3. Then they were blasted at Ohio State in a nationally televised game, 52-21, and then came out flat in losing at home to Illinois, who's now 6-1. After paying their former coach millions of dollars to end his contract early, there may not be very many paydays around Madison next Monday night for you Badger fans. At number 4 on the bad teams list, it's the Oklahoma Sooners. Yes, OU has recovered back to 4-3, but all of the howling heard in Oklahoma in September wasn't just the wind sweeping down the plains. Oklahoma doesn't lose a lot of football games, and especially early in the year. The Sooners lost 3 games in a row to Kansas State, at TCU, and to Texas in the annual Red River Shootout game in Dallas. All of those teams are tough outs, but OU fans were in full panic mode. The team lost former head coach Lincoln Riley to sunny USC, and he was replaced by Clemson's defensive coordinator, Brent Venables. Now, Venables apparently left his defense back in South Carolina because OU is number 116 in the nation out of 131 major college teams in total defense. On Halloween Monday, Boomer Sooner fans need to tackle their Halloween candy with better form than we've been seeing early this season. At number 3 on our unhappy teams this year, the Michigan State Spartans. Sparty's coach Mel Tucker is earning a cool $9.5 million per season. The fans better like him because he still has 8 more years on that 10-year deal. Michigan State is 3-4 and just 1-3 in the Big Ten in 2022 after being ranked in the preseason at number 15. The Spartans are equally bad on offense and defense this year. They're number 104 out of 131 upper division teams in offense and rank the same number, 104, on defense. So make sure and throw a little bit more candy to any Michigan State trick-or-treaters you see, as their fans could use a little bit more energy in order to survive this football season. At number 2 on our disappointing teams, it's the Miami Hurricanes. Now you talk about a team which has let everyone down. The U was ranked number 16 in the AP preseason top 25, but the 3-4 Canes have imploded as the season has unfolded. Now, unlike Michigan State, Miami's offense is ranked number 33 nationally, and the defense at number 34 in the country is good enough to win games too, at least on paper. Miami's heralded new football coach Mario Cristobal came to the school from the University of Oregon with some very high hopes. In last Saturday's home game against ACC conference foe Duke, Miami gave up 8 turnovers. That's right, 5 fumbles, 3 interceptions in an embarrassing 45-21 loss. On Halloween Monday, Make sure and stuff the candy way down in the bags for those Miami fans so they don't lose possession of it. And the number one most disappointing major college team in the country? Of course, it's Texas A&M. The AP's number six preseason team, the 3-4 Texas A&M Aggies, need a 12th man, plus perhaps a 13th and 14th man this Saturday night to help end the team's free fall against 7-1 Ole Miss. Things have been kind of disappointing in College Station, so that the school's high rollers are now apparently considering giving some thought as to whether to buy out the ghostly contract of football coach Jimbo Fisher. Now, that's 86 million reasons why I don't think that this is going to happen, but we do live in some weird times. The Aggies absolutely stink on offense. They're number 107 in the country. The defense, usually quite formidable, has allowed 180 yards per game in 2022 as opponents are now exploiting this weakness. Uh-oh! Saturday night's opponent, Ole Miss, is one of the nation's best rushing teams. Now, you dedicated Aggie faithful better save your voices, so consider skipping this Friday night's midnight yell practice. Save your voice for Saturday night's game, because it will take the infamous Texas A&M 12th man to contribute a wall of noise to help confuse the Ole Miss Rebels' potent running game and perhaps help to save the Aggies' football season. On Halloween evening next Monday, it may not be very hard to find the Texas A&M fans. Because if the Aggies lose to Ole Miss, they'll be the ones wearing a rather conspicuous maroon and white paper bag on their own head. I'm Swamp Swami.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed!
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you 'cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One-horned!
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.